college radio here in eastern Pennsylvania, and we are The Common Room. I'm Martin.
And I'm Evan.
That was a much better intro.
What, last time? I thought we killed it last time.
No, then what I said directly before.
Oh, yes, you absolutely butchered it.
Thank you, Evan. You always fill me with confidence.
I hope we're on the air.
I hope so, too.
I think all the boxes have been checked, but, alas.
My headphones cable is stuck under my chair.
You look very uncomfortable right now.
It's very...
chair is too big for you.
Thank you.
I'm going to put it out there.
This chair is, for those listening, the chair is absolutely massive.
It's perfect for me.
It's like the stereotypical big baddie chair. Like the evil genius chair?
Yes.
Yes.
Like a throne, if you will.
Yes. Like, not practical in the slightest. That's what this is. It's not really practical in the slightest.
It's got so much, what's it called? You can
move. Lean?
Yeah, lean back.
It's
so
like
massive.
An air, like first class.
It's like air.
It's like a first class airplane chair. You can lean back to almost horizontal. But not just not quite.
I wouldn't know. I've never ridden first class before.
I've ridden first class once because it was when we flew to England, or when me and my mum flew over when we moved this past summer.
What did you fly? British Airways? American? Delta? United?
I don't.
Alaskan?
I think it was British.
British, yeah. I took British when I went to South Africa.
But the only reason we flew first class was because the company was paying for it. Like, we would not be flying...
Ryan in style.
No, we fly economy.
Just how much better was it than coach?
So much better. Surprisingly less room for, your carry-ons. You know how you have the seat in front of you?
Yes.
There's less space. I don't know why you get less space. But
well, there's more leg room.
There's more leg room, but like it's narrower, so like bags don't fit there.
Huh.
But the the TV screen better actually works for some.
And they're probably constantly like feeding some don't snacks and drinks. I would imagine.
Not really. It was more or less equal to usual.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah, but the seat. Oh my lord. That it was it went back like fully horizontal.
Like sitting on a cloud, like the plane itself. Anyway, let's get to the songs.
Yes, let's get to the songs. Yes, so would you... These are your two songs.
My first two songs. The first one is called September Girls by Big Star, and the next one is a Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young song.
Young called, always gets left off.
He was only with the group for
yeah,
a certain amount of albums.
But the ones he was in are...
Classics.
Yeah, great.
And this is a classic song by Crosby, I believe, and it's called Almost Cut My Hair.
Okay, well, up first, though, is September Girls.
Thank you. now proceed to entangle the entire area. Almost cut my hair. Just the other day, it's getting kind of long. I could have said it wasn't in my way, but I get up and I wonder why. I feel like letting my freak flag fly.
And we're back. Martin, what'd you think of those two songs?
First one, which was... What was the first one?
September Girls.
That one, not the style I would have expected from you.
I mean, what was it? Like, you know, like the 70s power pop that you didn't...
No, I liked it. It was just more pop than I was expecting from you.
I think it's pop rock, you know?
Yeah, well,
What do you expect from me?
Not, like, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young is what I expect from you. They're not pop rock.
Well, the next two songs that you've queued up, I have high hopes for, I'm going to be honest. Two good ones.
Yeah. How about your hopes?
My hopes are usually, my expectations are generally mediocre to low.
That's understandable.
In all honesty.
I was talking about a song earlier that I will definitely play later, and I'm sure that his expectations will be entirely correct. They will be low.
It is a Eurovision song.
It's a Eurovision 2021 song, the Swiss entry.
What good has come out of Eurovision?
A lot.
Does it unite?
It gets like 200 million viewers every year.
That's more than the Super Bowl. No. Well, actually, that makes sense, because who outside the United States watches the Super Bowl?
No one.
A small percentage of the viewers.
Like less than a million from foreign U.S. nationals.
More than a million.
Not that are watching the Super Bowl outside of the U.S.
I would say that at least 10 to 15%.
10 to 15%?
Yeah.
Only like 89 million people watched it this past year.
It's going down. It's going further and further down each year.
Well, I think probably the pandemic didn't help.
No.
I would have thought the pandemic would help, honestly.
No, it's
just... Because people want the, like...
People underestimate how much the fans make a difference in viewing sports.
So, like, do you think it's going down because of the teams involved, or... People are tired of the Patriots? I'm tired of the Patriots.
It's not the Patriots, it's Tom Brady.
Tom Brady.
He went to the Buccaneers and instantly won them a Super Bowl.
Yeah, and all of the Patriots fans were like... I saw a guy in Farrenon, which is a building on campus, on, I think, the day of the Super Bowl, wearing, like, full Patriots gear, yeah. And solely because Tom Brady was on one of the teams.
Yeah, I don't doubt. Well, Tom Brady gave the Patriots 6-7 Super Bowls, so when he left, I have little doubt that they, like, had hatred for the guy. Like, he's...
Why did he leave? He went to the Buccaneers and then won a Super Bowl.
I think he's thinking about life after the NFL, and, like, Tampa Bay is a pretty nice place to settle.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to live in New England for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
I mean, he's never going to have to work again. He's going to just be a...
He could have retired then and there, though. He didn't need to work another year.
He'll be in the league for another like 2-3 years probably, and then he'll depart. But like he brought all of his buddies to Tampa Bay. Like he brought like Gronk and Antonio Brown, like all of his buddies, and they're like, hey, let's win a Super Bowl. And
they just went to the Buccaneers and then they won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, in sunny Tampa Bay. The Super Bowl itself was in Tampa Bay as well, which is very rare for.
Yeah, I would have thought they host it on neutral ground, wouldn't they?
They do usually, but how are they supposed to know that Tampa Bay is... Like, they determine where it's going to be at the beginning of the season.
Oh, before
they're going to actually...
Oh, I would have thought it would be like...
I mean, well, this is going to be very Evan of me to say. Personally, I think the specifically this year, the NFL season was a little bit scripted, a little bit rigged, because so Tampa Bay had Tom Brady, who's like the greatest quarterback of all time, and then the other team, the Kansas City Chiefs, have this guy named Mahomes, who is going to be like
Broke his ankle, didn't he? Like the week before, he have like an ankle injury?
I'm not sure, but I know that his entire offensive line, like they had COVID,
they had a bunch of injuries.
Mahomes won the Super Bowl last year.
Yeah,
and they were
that was a good game.
He's
last
going
year.
To be. It was a good game. They're saying like Mahomes is going to be the next Brady. So my pessimistic mind was like, oh, they want like the master and the student to have this epic duel, and it's going to be Brady handing over the torch to Mahomes. And I was wrong about that, because Brady won.
The master always wins.
The master becomes the master. Anyway, after that ramble,
that was a good ramble though.
Over the summer, you were texting a lot in the group chat about like just stupid like. Like you're like, what's a fumble?
And
like,
oh, because what? I was watching. What is offside? I was watching John Boy Media on YouTube. Because I'm not a huge American sports fan because I just never got into the sport. Like I didn't grow up with the American sports culture. But like he makes sports clips very entertaining.
He started with baseball. That's his main.
Yeah, but he has some football ones as well.
It's a shame because. I watched him when he like first started doing these videos, and they were hilarious, and they're still funny. But now he's like half of the video is just like ads.
You say half the video, but it's like a 2-minute video, and it's like 5 seconds.
I don't like the whole thing of like people selling out, you know? I mean, I'm sure he's getting cash for it, but, you know.
Well, like, he made it his full-time job. That's why he needs to do it because he doesn't have another job.
I don't know. It just feels not as pure, you know?
I mean, he has
a whole team now.
Well, his whole company, there's a lot of podcasts.
Yeah, no,
and one of the podcasts is like an ex head baseball coach who has like current players come on.
Yeah, no, he has like a, what's the word, like a window into the league.
And yeah,
he's played baseball his whole life apparently, but I don't know. I like his stuff though. He's a funny guy.
Yeah. So, anyways, I was watching those and he would spout some terms that I would have no idea what they were. So I was like, I bet Evan and Sam will know what those are.
Yeah.
And then sometimes it was just like, I would Google it, I'd be like, why would they, like, I still don't understand why they ever take a knee.
Oh, wait, yeah, was that the one that we were having, like, yeah, I think I was getting really frustrated with you guys. I was just like, how can you not understand this? Like, just use your logistical skills. It was that and onside kicks. You were like, what's the purpose?
Well, the onside kick, is that when they punt it, but, like, they try and recover?
Yeah, it's they do the short kick.
Yeah, but I when are they allowed to?
They can do it at any time, but the only reason that they would do it is...
No, I mean, like, when are they allowed to take, like...
Oh, 10 yards. The ball has to travel 10 yards.
Okay. Or hit someone?
It's got to travel 10
yards. It has to travel 10 yards? Okay. Yeah.
And sometimes it hits someone, sometimes it doesn't. But the whole point is that they're trying to get the ball back quick. Usually it happens at the end of the game.
Or if they're down a bunch?
If they're down, like, a touchdown with, like, 2 minutes left, they're going to do an onside kick.
Okay.
Like, 90% of the time, it fails. But, you know, every once in a while it works and everyone goes crazy.
Okay. We should probably play some music.
Play your songs.
Okay. Well, my songs up first, I think, is Baby Come Back by Player.
Oh, such a good one.
Fantastic song. And then the next is The Killers. Just flat out, they don't have any really bad songs.
No, not The Killers.
But this one's a especially pretty good one, which is Spaceman.
One of their more commercial songs, for sure.
Commercial?
Like, it was a radio hit for them. This that song's like 12, 13 years old.
Is it? Man.
This was like the leading single from that album.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. Well, up first, though, is Baby Come Back.
Blame it all on me. I was wrong, and I just can't live without you.
All right, we're back. Martin, those are two good songs.
I like those songs.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
You played Spaceman the other night.
I did.
Yeah, we were playing cards.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, it was great.
Have we played Spaceman on our show before?
No, I didn't. I wouldn't play Spaceman. If I had to pick a killer song, not that I don't like Spaceman, but I don't know, there are better ones out there for me. The entire Hot Fuzz album I would play before.
You're obsessed with the Hot Fuzz album.
It's like the first album I like really, you know, fell in love with. It's a perfect. It's a 10 out of 10. I think there's, I would say 11 out of 11 because it's 11 songs.
Okay.
Anyway, we got a request to play some Stevie Nicks, and technically this song is by Fleetwood Mac. It's labeled by Fleetwood Mac, but the song itself was written by Stevie Nicks. It's called...
Why didn't we just play Stevie Nicks?
Well, because, you know, I don't know much Stevie Nicks solo stuff, but I know the songs that she contributed to Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah, but she is, like, a really famous...
I know, she's got...
Edge of 17 is her, isn't it?
I figured that would be too cliche.
Okay.
I'm trying to, you know, do the deep cuts, you know?
I think you just want to listen to Fleetwood Mac.
This is like a classic heartthrob Stevie Nicks song.
Okay. All right.
You're judging me.
Hey.
All right. It's called Sarah. It's off the Tusk album, which is a really great album. And then why do you keep giving me those looks?
I'm not giving you a look. Introduce the song.
And then the next one is by David Bowie from the Ziggy Stardust album called Soul Love. It's the second song off that album.
I don't think I've ever heard that one.
Oh, it's a great song. It's an underrated
I've only
Bowie
heard
song.
David Bowie's, like, famous
the big
songs.
Ones, yeah, like yeah. Let's Dance, all those ones. I mean,
Let's Dance is
songs.
A long song.
That whole album, Ziggy Stardust, is another pretty flawless album. I got introduced to that album when I was flying across South Africa. And it was, you know how, like, when you first hear songs for the first time, you associate it with the place that you heard?
Yes.
Like, whenever you listen to it after, you, like, think back to that place?
Yeah.
South Africa.
Yeah. Is his son, he has a son, right, David Bowie?
He has a son, but I don't know all that much.
I feel like he might also be a musician.
I mean, if you're David Bowie's son, I bet there's some... A little bit of pressure to... I mean, there shouldn't be pressure, but there's inherent pressure to probably follow in your father's footsteps.
Okay, so what song is up first?
It's a Sarah, but we're going to slow it down. It's a heartthrob song. But then the next one is, you know, the heartthrob beat.
Okay, well, up first is Sarah by Fleetwood Mac.
Said you give me life, but you never told me about the fire.
Just the time.
it mourns by the blindness that surrounds him.
We're back, and is this going to be the last dialogue, or are we gonna sign off after these two songs?
We started late. We can spend a minute signing off.
Alrighty.
Alright. Here's a PSA, like the first PSA we've done in a while, because we didn't really do them.
Weren't really any PSAs to be said.
There was a sheet of PSAs, and then it disappeared.
It disappeared.
It just vanished. Anyways. Did you know that Shaggy was, sorry, it's a bit far away, was awarded the Jamaican Order of Distinction with the rank of Commander? For more Shaggy facts, call 203-505-259 or visit www.bigeshaggy.gov. Have a bombastic day? I feel like that should say bombastic.
That was a little choppy.
Of course it was choppy. It's about Shaggy.
I assume.
Also, Evan.
I'll bring it up.
Okay.
I assumed when I read Shaggy, when we first came in here, the first thing that came to mind was Shaggy from Scooby-Doo. And I was confused with the rest of the
thing. Jamaican.
Because Shaggy is the only Shaggy that I ever knew. And then Martin made me feel like a dummy.
Well, I thought you would know Shaggy's It Wasn't Me. So that's a famous.
I knew the song that you played, but I don't know the names of these people.
I mean, he's a pretty distinctive name.
Music today, I know the songs themselves. I don't know the names of the songs, and I don't know the artist.
The songs of today?
Yeah.
That was like 20 years ago.
Really?
They sure as hell wasn't like 2 days ago.
Well, most things from like the 21st century, most music. Except
you would know, like, Green Day.
Well, the best of Green Day is in the 90s. American Idiot's a pretty good album, though.
They really went downhill, though.
If Green Day... my brother said this at one point. He said if Green Day stopped after American Idiot, their legacy would be so much better. But no, they had to keep going.
Their legacy is fine, because people didn't realize they kept going.
No, people definitely knew. Have you seen the video of Green Day? They were at some festival playing, and what were they playing? It was either like Basket Case or one of those songs off of Dookie, and the screen, there was like a monitor at the back of the stadium that indicated how much time the band had left, like, in their set before the next band had to come on, and like it must have jumped from like however many minutes to 1 minute, and they're in the middle of this song, and Green Day, Billy Joe Armstrong, it's a mouthful. The leader of the band just cut off the song in the middle of it,
and just
had this outburst, like this just explicit, incredible outburst, and like they smashed their guitars. Oh, it was fantastic. You gotta look it up.
So they had a temper tantrum.
Yeah, rightfully so. I mean, they got their time.
They got the time management.
It instantly changed from like 10 minutes to 1 minute.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like people were stuck in the music.
No,
that
like,
it
the thing changed. Like someone wanted them off to make room for.
That's
coming after.
Okay, whatever garbage. Anyways, up next is a song that I am all right with. Evan will dislike, and you all might be indifferent to. It's in French. It is the Swiss entry for 2021 Eurovision. It's called Tout l'Univers. I did not do very well
it's
in French.
T, it's two.
It's not Tout?
It's two.
Tout l'Univers?
If Madame Toulouse was in the room, she would be very upset.
She was, she gave up on me in that class.
Apparently it's a Eurovision song. I don't think I'm going to be a huge fan, but, you know.
He won't. The music video is beautiful. And then we have Edge of 17 by Stevie Nicks. Well, because
it's a Stevie Nicks night.
I mean, kind of, but, like.
Dude, that song is written by Stevie Nicks.
Okay. So, here's the French song.
Et c'est le vent qui frôle sa main sur mon épaule, le fil de temps à ma tête, pas la moindre cachette. C'est l'aube qui décline derrière un champ de ruines, le moment de grandir, ne pas te retenir. Je vois derrière nous des morceaux de toi. Et ce que la douleur a fait de moi, tout l'univers, nos deux cœurs sous la terre.
Welcome back to to Creative Differences, also known as the Common Room.
For the last time.
Tonight. unfortunately, for the last time tonight. I'm Martin.
I'm Evan.
Also, you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, here in Eastern Pennsylvania.
And, unlike last week, we've got a show coming on after us, starring Abby. It's a variety show. So, you know, we're all excited to hear what she has to play.
It'll be a variety.
it'll be a variety of songs. Anything else, Martin? Anything to add?
For all those of Evan's family listening, thank you for listening, and be sure to tune in next Thursday from 9 to 10 here on WJOH.
Or it'd be like 9, 10 to 10.
You
know, like 9, 10 to 10? We had the time, 9, 10 to 10.
I was having such a good outro, and then you... Okay, anyways, 9 to
10... You're trying to, like, rush us out. I'm trying to, like... It's
10:08.
The landing, you know,
Anyways, 9 to 10-ish, be sure to listen in on wjoh.org. Thank you for listening.